福音二十一章来讲讲到底牧养的深层的意义在哪里。
We'll use John chapter 21 to talk about the meaning of being a shepherd.
主啊，我能爱你更深吗？
My Lord, can I love you deeper?
这是我们在信仰的旅程上，每一个人都应该常常问自己的一个问题。
And in our journey of faith, this is a question we should constantly ask ourselves.
也许我们会问自己，我爱主吗？
And we also ask ourselves, do I love my Lord?
大部分的我们都会毫不犹豫地说，我爱。
And many of us will unwaveringly say, I do.
我来聚会。
I come to church.
我奉献。
I give offering.
我做圣工。
I do holy work.
我爱主。
I love God.
但是当我们在夜阑人静，在圣灵里面深入的祷告的时候。
But when we're deep in prayer.
也许我们会问自己第二个问题。
Do we ask ourselves another question?
我们能不能够爱主更深一点。
Can you love the Lord deeper?
主耶稣对我们的爱是毫无保留的。
Our God's, Jesus' love for us is unconditional.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter
5. 第八节。罗马书五章的八节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 8.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们使神的爱就在此向我们显明了。主耶稣的爱是毫无保留。
God's love to us is unconditional.
是为了我们钉死在十字架上。
For us, he was nailed on the cross.
不是为我们表现得很好的时候很爱他的时候他为我们死。
He didn't die for our good performance, for when we've done well.
相反的是我们根本不配也不认识他的时候替我们死的。
On the other hand, he actually died for us when he didn't know us, when we didn't know him and we were not worthy of him.
这份那么大的爱。
And this great love.
那我们能不能够多拿出一点爱来报答主啊？
Are we able to take a bit more love to repay our Lord Jesus?
在约翰福音最后一章，就是二十一章里面。
At the last chapter of John, John chapter 21.
我们复活流的主啊，他再一次，第三次跟门徒显现。
Our Lord Jesus, he resurrected and he appeared to his disciples a third time.
那这次显现呢，是第三次。
And he appeared to them the third time.
那时候的彼得啊，已经三次不认主了。
And at that time, Peter already denied the Lord three times.
他心中有很深深的愧疚。
In his heart, he has a great regret.
也很懊悔。
And he was also, he regretted.
他觉得自己很没用。
He thought he was useless.
以后应该也没什么用。
And in the future, he thought he was also useless.
虽然主耶稣已经给他显现过两次了。
And even though our Lord Jesus appeared to him twice.
但是他还是决定要回去他的老本行去打鱼。
But he was thinking he'll go back to his old profession to be a fisherman.
如果你是主耶稣，你会怎么做
？If you were the Lord Jesus, what would you do?
一定会骂他。
You would yell at him.
但是主耶稣没有骂他。
But our Lord Jesus did not yell at him.
反而呢，帮助他跟其他门徒捕捉了153条大鱼。
But instead, he helped him and also the other disciples to catch 150 fish.
然后呢，还帮他们预备了炭火、跟鱼、跟饼。
And also prepared a fire of fish and also bread for them.
还请他们吃了一顿非常丰富的早餐。
And treated them to a very plentiful breakfast.
但是这份早餐不是为了吃而吃的。
But this breakfast wasn't meant to feed them.
吃完之后，他抛出一个非常重要的问题。
After he fed them, he asked them.
我们看约翰二十一章。
Let's look at John chapter 21.
十五节。
Verse 15.
约翰福音十五章，二十一章十五节。
John chapter 21, verse 15. Let's read it together.
他们吃完了早饭。耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”这是个灵魂的对话。
This was a spiritual conversation.
主耶稣要问他一个很重要的问题。
Our Lord Jesus asked him a very important question.
约翰的儿子西门啊，你爱我比这些更深吗？
He said, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?
爱是要比较才看得出它的层次。
You have to compare love in order to know how the level of it, the intensity.
你可以嘴巴说我爱啊。
You could use your lips to just say, I love you.
但是如果拿不出这种行动。
But if you aren't able to take out some action.
那这个爱就是停留在嘴巴上。
Then your love stops at your lips.
那爱要有比较才会知道他的爱的深度在哪里。
Only by comparing your love, then will you know how deep it is.
那主耶稣 说你爱我比这些更深吗？
So our Lord Jesus said, do you love me deeper than these?
你有比较才知道你最爱的是谁。
It's only by comparing that you'll know who you love the most.
还有有没有办法越爱越深？
And is it possible to love more and more?
那这些是什么呢？
And what is this?
很可能就是这些早餐啊，还有在渔船那边要150几条大鱼还等着彼得啊。
Not only is this they're eating fish, but there's also 150 big fish on the boat that's waiting for Peter.
你就想想看嘛，今天一条大海鲜可以卖多少钱？
You think about it today. Today, a big fish, how much can you sell it for?
你去大统华买啊，这是每公斤算的。
You go to TNT, it's counted by the pound.
刚刚抓起来很新鲜那一种。
If you just catch it, it's very fresh.
那153条大鱼，这里是很多钱的。
Now there's a multitude of fish here. It's worth a lot of money.
还有那个渔船呢，可以继续的用来打鱼。
And the fishing boat, you can continue to go fish.
所以说问呢，你爱我会不会比这些更深一点呢？
So our Lord Jesus asked, "Would you love me deeper than these?"
这也是我们今天的题目。
And that's our topic today.
所以说不是问你爱不爱他。
Our Lord Jesus is not saying that whether you love him.
而是在有比较的时候，你能不能够多拿一点爱出来。
But when you start comparing, can you love him more?
在你要做选择的时候。
Here's when you have to make a choice.
你会把什么东西放第一位？
What will you prioritize?
所以主耶稣都说了，如果你爱我。
And our Lord Jesus said, if you love me.
你就要牧养我的羊啊。
Then feed my lambs.
如果你读这一段的时候呢，就知道主耶稣问了彼得三次。你爱我吗？
If you continue reading this, you know that the Lord Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" three times.
彼得又回答了三次我爱。
And three times, Peter said yes.
主耶稣又回答说，那你爱我，你就要牧养我的羊。
Then our Lord Jesus replied, "Then you need to feed my sheep."
表面上这个好像是三次重复的对话。
It seems that he's asking this question three times.
有人说了，因为彼得不认主三次啊，所以主耶稣也要给他三次来让他醒一醒。
And some people said because Peter denied him three times, and therefore our Lord Jesus need to ask him three times to wake him up as well.
那其实主耶稣应该不是那么小气啊，三次要换三次。
And we shouldn't say that our Lord Jesus is so calculated and therefore And it's does not hold a grudge to ask him back three times.
其实三次的问题，你仔细看他的用词，还有他的属灵的深度，是讲不一样的牧养。
If you look at it, actually the three questions, the three times he asked him, the spiritual meaning is different.
大方向就是如果你要爱主更深。
The main direction is if you need to love the Lord deeper.
那你要牧养主的羊。
Then you need to feed his lambs.
我们以为说爱更深就是往上啊！哦，主啊，我整天祷告，我整天聚会，我整天赞美你，我读很多圣经。
And sometimes we think to praise God, to love Him, we need to it's an upwards movement. We need to pray more. We need to read the Bible more.
其实主耶稣说，你爱我更深吗
？But our Lord just said, do you actually love me deeper?
你的爱要转到我的羊上面去。
Then you need to switch your love to my sheep.
你爱我的羊，这就等于爱到我了。
If you love my sheep, then you love me.
如果你爱我更深，你就会爱我的羊更深。
If you love me deeper, then you also love my sheep deeper.
换句话来说，你整天自己关在房间祷告读经，不代表你很爱主。
To say another way, if you just lock yourself up in a room and you just pray and read the Bible all day, it doesn't mean you love the Lord.
你跟主的羊完全没有感觉，完全没有这个照顾。
You have no love and no feeling for God's sheep.
那你一点都不爱主。
Then you don't truly love God.
你嘴巴说哇，我整天读经祷告。
With your lips, you say that I read the Bible and I pray all day.
但是你对他的羊，主的羊毫无感觉。
But you have no feelings towards his sheep.
所以主耶稣要告诉彼得。
So our Lord Jesus told Peter,
你要牧养我的羊。
You need to take care of my sheep.
好，我们第一部分。
So that's the first section.
我们看看呢，照教会牧养中啊。有哪三种羊，还有要怎么样来关怀
？In our church, what different types of sheep do we have, and how do we take care of them?
首先看第一种羊。
Let's look at the first type of sheep.
这是第十五节。
That's recorded in verse 15.
主耶稣对他说：“你爱我吗？”彼得说：“你知道我爱你。”然后耶稣就对他说：“你喂养我的小羊啊。”
So in verse 15, our Lord Jesus asked, "Do you love me more than these?" And he answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Feed my lambs."
你想想看啊，小羊这是 baby， 刚生出来的 baby 羊羔。
And you know that the lambs are they're babies. When they're first born.
那主耶稣这里说的，你要用一个动作，就是用喂养的去给他牧养，用喂的。
And we know that our Lord Jesus says that he needs to put in the action to feed the lamb.
没有看过动物园的，有时候些熊猫生出来啊，他妈妈可能还不会照顾他，那个管理员，动物园的要拿那瓶来帮他喂那个小羊啊，或者小红熊猫啊。
If you watch a nature documentary, sometimes when a baby is born, sometimes the mother don't even know how to take care of them. The zookeeper will have to come and take care of the baby and even use a baby bottle.
我们感谢神，然后我们在卡加利教会最近多了两个 baby， 大家都抢着要关心。
And thank God, recently in Calvary Church, we have two newborns, and everyone wants you to care for them.
我看到妈妈喂奶的时候，就是拿着奶瓶，哇，就一直这样子给她吃奶。
And when I see the mother feeding the baby, then they take the milk bottle and just feed the baby.
所以对新生的羊，你就要给它食物，给它草。
So with the newborn lamb, you need to give the lamb food and also things to eat.
所以这第一种羊。
So this is the first type of lamb.
那在教会里面呢，这种代表说灵命刚刚开始的信徒。
So this represents the spiritually new members.
比如说你刚刚受洗，你就是 baby 啊。
So if you're just baptized, then you're the baby.
或者是信主已经有一段时间了，但是灵命还非常的幼稚。
Or perhaps you have been a believer for some time, but your spirituality is at a very infant stage.
Immature
stage.
可能信了五年了，但是他没有长进啊，头五年都没有长进啊。
Perhaps you've believed for over 5 years, but you haven't progressed in your faith.
他不能吃硬的食物。
You can't eat any food that is a bit more solid.
他只能吃一些灵奶，就是很简单的道理，很普通的，很开始的道理。
You can only intake spiritual milk, only things that are very easy to digest.
因为他的道理根基啊，没有追求啊，没有稳固。
Because never progressed his or her spirituality is no solid foundation.
是教会里面的第一种羊。
And this is the first type of lamb that's in the church.
这是小羊。
It's the small lamb.
那这种小羊，我们一定要去牧养它。
And this type of lamb, we need to take care of them.
你不牧养它的话，它可能就不会自己吃，它就饿死了。
If you don't tend to them, then they won't be able to eat themselves, and they will die.
第二呢，这种羊你也要保护它。
And also, you need to take care and protect these lambs.
因为它没有分辨是非的能力。
Because they have no ability to discern.
所以呢，你要把这些危险给它隔开，你不要让一些危险的东西靠近它。
So you need to keep away any all the things that are dangerous, because it won't be able to know what is dangerous or not.
所以对于这种信徒，我们就是要特别的牧养。
So for these types of members, we need to take extra care to tend them.
道理上讲台啦，或者查经班啦，或者是刚受洗的新信徒的这个团契啊。
Whether it's on the pulpit or through fellowship or through our special conversations.
你就给他一些灵属灵的奶，很纯净的奶。
We need to give them some spiritual milk.
不要讲那些很高深的什么异定论啊，启示录很深的那种东西啊。
Don't talk about topics that are so deep, like things in Revelation.
引导他们怎么样把听到的道理慢慢实行在生活当中。
Talk about how they can take some of the teachings and apply to their lives.
那如果他们遇到一些信仰的挑战
，and if they face some obstacles in their life,
马上你要我去关心他，然后给他真理，给他引导。
Then we need to give them guidance. We need to give them the truth.
陪他祷告
and pray with them.
爱他，去关心他，去访问他
to love them, to care for them, to go give them visitations.
比如说有一个人刚刚受洗了
just like if someone is just baptized.
但是他家里人呢，因为有拜偶像
but because their family members worship the idols.
哇，他家里又有人刚刚有去世
and someone passed away at home.
哇，所以就因为要办丧礼，就逼他要拜偶像，逼他要吃祭偶像的物
and because they need to perform the funeral, they're pressured to worship the idol and also eat those things that are worshipped to idol as well.
那这个新受洗的他可能自己一个来受洗。
And this believer, they might have just come by themselves.
哇，那他就好像一只被吓到的羊了。
And this member becomes like a lamb who's frightened.
那魔鬼啊，好像咆哮的狮子啊，要吃他了。
The Satan is like coming like a lion to eat him.
那么这个时候怎么牧养
？At this time, how do you tend to this?
你不能说哇，你不能哦，你这样做你就会犯罪得罪神。
You can't simply say you can't do this. If you do this, then you will sin against God.
你要自己要看着办、啊。
You need to take care of yourself.
不能这样子。
You can't say this.
你要陪他祷告。
You need to pray with them.
你要告诉他真理，他应该也知道。
You need to let them understand the truth and let.
但是他自己不够力量。
Because on their own, they don't have the strength.
来陪他唱诗，陪他祷告。
You need to pray with them. You need to sing hymns with them.
如果他有圣灵，就陪他一起求圣灵帮助他。
If they don't have the Holy Spirit, then you pray with them to get the Holy Spirit to help them.
还没求到圣灵，就鼓励他求圣灵。
If they don't have the Holy Spirit, then you need to encourage them to get the Holy Spirit.
在这段最艰难的日子，那么是小 baby 啊，孤单啊，你要就特别陪他。
And during this stage, because they're alone, they're sheep, you need to really take care of them.
所以教会的访问很重要。
So our visitation in our church is very important.
不能只靠传道长职。
You can't just depend on the preachers and the deacons.
负责人要知道我们的羊的情况。
Even the council members, they need to understand the situation of our lamb.
就算传道长职不在，要策划，我可以去访问那些有需要的家庭。
Even when our ministers not here, the council members need to go and take care of the lamb.
宗教教育的老师也是一样。
Our religious education teachers are the same.
这个阶段的羊最需要你的就是爱心还有耐心。
At this stage of the lamb's life, what they need is your patience and your love.
你对小 baby, 你能够好他吗？怎为什么哭？哭那么哭？刚刚才哭过，要哭。
Can you yell to discipline a young lamb, a young baby? Why are you crying? You're crying all
day. 不能，你不能骂，你不能大声给他骂。
You can't yell at them with a loud voice.
你只能用爱心、耐心。
You can only use love and all patience.
他不睡觉，或者他吵醒你，你也不能大声骂他。
If they don't sleep and they wake you up, you can't yell at them.
就是用好像自己的爱、自己的孩子一样的心去对这些小羊。
These young lamb, you need to love them like your own child.
我们教会有没有小羊？
Do we have little lambs in our church?
我们的身边有没有小羊？
Are there little lambs close to us?
我们要用这种方面来牧养他。
We need to use this method to attend to them.
第二次主耶稣问彼得。
The second time our Lord Jesus asked Peter.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
主耶稣问的这个爱这个字啊，其实第一次跟第二次这个爱的字啊，就是第一次这个爱的字是 agape 啊。
The first time our Lord Jesus asked whether he loves him, he used the word agape.
第十五节哈，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
所以就用这个爱字呢，就是用 agape 这个字来问他。
The word love here in the original text is agape.
Agape 这个就是翻译成为圣洁的爱，神圣的爱。
This love here is translated to it means holy love.
或者是圣洁的 sacred love.
A sacred love.
这是会牺牲自己达作为目标的爱。
It also means that one that you're able to sacrifice yourself to achieve this love.
那是彼得的回答呢，说你知道我爱你啊。
And Peter answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
彼得用的回答呢，用一个字就是 filial, 就是一种友爱啊，朋友的爱。
The love that he answered, the word love, he is a filial love.
他不敢用耶稣用那个字去回答他。
He didn't dare use the same verb as the love that our Lord Jesus used towards him.
大概他知道自己还做不到。
It's because he knew this is a love that he's unable to achieve.
主耶稣要你跟我拿出来的是 agape.
But the love that Lord Jesus wants us to take out is the agape love.
主为我们舍命。
Our Lord Jesus died for us.
你能不能为主舍去一些东西？
Can you actually sacrifice something for him as well?
那第二次主耶稣问他，你爱我吗？
And the second time our Lord Jesus asked him, do you love me?
主耶稣又告诉彼得，如果你爱我，你就要牧养我的羊了。
And our Lord Jesus said, if you love me, then tend my sheep.
大家注意哦，比较跟第一次什么不一样。
If you look with the difference between the first and second time,
第一，那个羊已经跟之前那个小羊不一样了。
The sheep here is different from the lamb before.
这里羊这个字呢，是指成年的大羊。
The second time is referring to a sheep, one that is a bit more mature and grown up.
不是 baby 咯。
They're not a baby anymore.
是成羊的咯。
It is a mature, is a grown up sheep.
那这个字呢，主要是说对于这些。成人的羊啊，那你就牧养它就好了。
So our Lord Jesus is saying for these adult sheep, you need to tend to them, shepherd them.
这不是喂了，这跟第一次的不一样了。
You're not feeding them anymore. It's different from the first time.
很明显的，因为它长大了，它自己会出去吃草了。
It's quite obvious because now the sheep is grown up. They know how to go and eat from the grass themselves.
你不用把这些草哇放好在它嘴巴塞它嘴巴里面了。
You don't need to take the grass and put it in their mouth.
它自己会去找。
They know how to find it.
只要你引导它去草地，你就放它出去，它就会自己吃了。
You just need to guide them to the pastures, and they know to go out and eat it themselves.
不用放到嘴里面了。
You don't need to put it into their mouths.
这是代表什么信徒？
What type of believers does this represent?
应该是属于在教会里面大部分的信徒的，就是一般信徒了。
This refers to most of our general members.
成熟的信徒的。
They're more mature.
已经信了还有好一段的时间了。
They have believed for quite some years.
基本道理他也应该懂。
And they should understand the basic beliefs.
自己也会读圣经。
They also know to read the Bible themselves.
在家里自己也会祷告。
They know to pray at home.
安息日到了，他就自己会乖乖的就来。
on the Sabbath they also come.
啊，甚至会做点圣工。
And they also do some holy work.
应该我们卡加利都是这种大羊比较多了。
And I believe most of Calgary is this type of sheep.
啊，埃蒙顿也有啊，埃蒙顿今天也来，乖乖来很多。哇，感谢神。
And thank God.
那这些羊呢，你不需要去太过费太多的心，除非它一些出了一些问题。
And you don't need to use as much effort on these type of sheep unless there's something happens.
但是大羊有时候也有一些问题哦。
But sometimes, these mature sheep, there's some issues.
你知道为什么问题吗？
What types of problems?
大羊有时候会有冲突。
Sometimes these adult sheep, they also have conflicts.
会抢地盘，抢草。
They'll fight for different places. They'll fight for pasture.
有时候空间如果不够的话，哇，会产生一些摩擦。
They'll fight for different territory, and if there's not enough territory, not enough place, there might be some conflict.
啊，这个是我们的大羊有时候会遇到的问题。
And this is the problem the adult sheep may have.
因为羊是群体的动物啊。
Because sheep, they flock.
群体就是会摩擦。
They flock together, and whenever there's so many, then in the multitudes, there will be friction.
有摩擦就容易会受伤。
And whenever there's friction, then someone gets hurt.
啊，有时候也有可能是他这一只羊，他觉得这边无聊啊，他跑出去啊，越来越靠近外面，那就迷羊了，变。
Or perhaps a sheep, they get a bit bored and they wander off and get lost.
所以对于这些成熟的信徒
，So do these adult, these mature members.
我们要怎么牧养
？How do we tend to?
当然，第一就是你要给他草吃啊，给他带他去草地啊。
Of course, you need to lead them to a green pasture.
啊，给他引导方向就可以了。
You need to guide them.
你不用说啊，一直盯他这里要怎么做。
You don't need to hover over them and keep telling them exactly what they need to do.
你引导他方向。
You just guide them.
这个月我们的读经进度在哪里
？This month, this week, where's our Bible reading plan?
今年我们教会的方向是哪里
？This year, where's our church's direction?
我们做圣工目标在哪里
？What is the goal of our holy work?
哎，给他引导一下方向。
So you just give them some direction.
还有平常安息的机会，这个讲台也是很重要。
And normally in our Sabbath, the pulpit is important as well.
一个礼拜，礼拜五晚上，礼拜六两堂、三堂机会，就是给草了，给草吃了。
Every week, Friday night and Saturday, two or three times, we're feeding the members.
啊，给他需要的，神感动讲台的信息，给他吃饱，哇，回去他就有方向。
We give them what they need, the food they need, and they eat, they're full and they go.
所以成熟的信徒需要的就是方向的引导。
So what mature sheep need is a direction.
还有呢，给他界限的保护，界限。
And you also give them boundaries.
你不要出去，不要超过这条线哦。
Don't cross this boundary.
你一出去的话就危险呢。
If you go out, it will be dangerous.
有一个信徒
，this member.
那是成熟的信徒了，老信徒了。
And this member is a mature member. It's been some time.
在教会里面也有做一些圣工。
And this member also have done quite a bit of holy work.
但是因为工作上面他越来越顺利了。
But because at work it was becoming their work has become quite smooth.
被老板重用了。
And they are the their boss appreciates them.
然后常常陪老板出去应酬啊。
So often they would go out to with their boss.
那要去一些不是很好的场所。
And they might have some environments, some meetings which are not that healthy.
就慢慢染了一些坏习惯了。
So they start developing some bad habits.
聚会也越来越少来了。
They stopped coming to church.
那这个时候牧者知道了他的情况。
So at that time, the council member noticed.
知道他的方向有点偏了。
And they saw that their direction is starting to waver.
哇，知道他已经临近那个界限了，快要出去了。
And that they're getting close to the boundary and they're about to step across it.
赶快要给他一种特别的关怀。
So they knew that this person needed special care.
用真理来引导他们回来。
So using the truth, they tried to guide him back.
甚至有时候要拿杖要拿出来啊。杖要牧羊杖要拿着的 staff.
Sometimes they need to take out the staff.
不是只有安慰，有时候杖要拿出来。
It's not just comfort them to come back, but
sometimes
they need to use a staff.
再出去就敲你一下了。
If you actually keep walking that direction, we need to use the rod to hit you.
神的话有时候是安慰你，但是有时候也要警告你。
The words of the God's word sometimes is to comfort you, but sometimes it's also to warn you.
你不听话，杖就打下去。
If you don't listen, then it'll strike down on you.
打羊是为了要他回头。
When a sheep is being when you strike a sheep, it is to turn them back.
不是为了打死他。
It is not to beat them to death.
而是不给他再走出去。
But it is that you don't want them to continue wandering away.
就是引导跟管教啊。
This is the shepherding and caring.
啊，那我们今天有没有这种？情况呢
？So today, do we have the situation?
有的话，我们要用爱心，也是要这样的牧养这种羊。
If we do, then we also need to use our love to attend to the sheep.
神的话就好像一根杖
，and God's word is like the rod.
所以刚刚那个例子
，and it's just like the example before.
快要出去了
，there are someone's about to leave.
牧羊人要用神的话怎么去牧养他
？How do we use the words of God to shepherd?
他去访问的时候，就给他最后 陪伴了聊了很多之后，给他一些经解。
And after some visitation, then we use the Bible verse.
我们看马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16, verse 26.
马太十六章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Let's read together.
一二三，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？这就是账。
And this is the rod.
当一个人快迷失的时候
，When someone's about to be lost，
神的话拿出来
，God， you take out God's word，
当然是最后的关怀完啊，接近啊，理解、聆听之后，最后要拿出来。
And after you tried caring, you tried listening and understanding, you take this out。
你那么努力赚那么多有什么用
？And you to ask them, you work so hard to earn so much, what's the point？
你陪你老板一直这样子去应酬有什么用
？You keep going with your boss to go and to these places, what's the point？
快犯罪了。
You're going to sin.
你做这个工，老板答应你升职加薪，但是你灵命可能都快没有了。
You work at this job and you're getting more pay, but what's the point? You're about to lose your life.
哎，这个时候杖就下来了。
At this point, the rod comes down.
如果能醒的就醒了。
And if they're able to wake up, then they will.
那如果不能醒的，就下一步就是会死掉了。
And if they're unable to wake up, then they will die soon.
啊，但我们要为他们祷告。
So we need to pray for them.
也不是说一句话他就马上会过来。
And it's just not one word and they will turn around.
有很多很多的代祷。
There are a lot of prayers.
因为魔鬼最喜欢抓这些自以为成熟的老羊。
Because the devil loves capturing these old sheep who thinks that they are able.
自己以为说我懂我没关系。
These mature sheep that think that they're okay and they understand.
通常就是 teenager, 不是真正的成熟就是有点成熟，但是又不是真正成熟。
And often these mature sheep maybe are teenagers. They're not fully mature yet, but they think they're mature.
那这种呢要特别的牧养。
These ones you need to pay special attention.
第三种呢
？And the third type.
第三种就是我们看回来这个约翰福音。
If you turn back to John.
约翰福音
，John
第二十一章
，Chapter 21.
第三次主耶稣问彼得。
The third time. Our Lord Jesus asked Peter.
第七读第十七节。
If you continue to read verse 17.
三。第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”所以说第三次问彼得：“你爱我吗
？”Our Lord Jesus asked Peter a third time, "Do you love me?"
这次主耶稣用的字啊，就降低了规格了。
And this time, our Lord Jesus.
用 filio 这个字来 用有爱这个爱来问彼得的
The love that Jesus used this time is the filial love
跟头两次的不一样
It's different from the word love that he used the two times prior
你爱我吗
He said, do you love me?
普通的你有没有把我当普通朋友这样爱我了
He said, do you love me as of a regular friend?
说实在如果能够爱主耶稣好像爱普通朋友已经不错了
Now if you could love our Lord Jesus like a regular friend that's actually not bad
但是有时候我们连把对主耶稣的爱连普通朋友都不如
But often the love towards our Lord Jesus is actually worse than the love to our friend
需要的时候我们就抓住神
When we need him then we go and grasp onto God
不需要的时候就忘记他了
But when we don't need him we forget about him
但主耶稣问彼得你爱我吗
So our Lord Jesus said Peter do you love me
你知道我爱你的
You know that I love you.
你什么都知道。
You know it all.
但是他自己心中很忧愁。
But in his heart, he was distressed.
为什么忧愁呢
？Why was he distressed?
因为觉得对自己可能很失望。
Because he was disappointed in himself.
也可能觉得主耶稣怀疑他对耶稣的爱。
And perhaps he was thinking that the Lord Jesus was doubting his love.
但是主耶稣讲了第三次。
But our Lord Jesus asked him a third time.
这一次他说要喂养我的羊。
He said the third time. And this time he said, "Feed my sheep."
这句话跟头两次的组合又不一样。
And this time it's different as well.
这一次呢是指大羊。
This time he's talking about leading his sheep.
但是这个字呢又用喂的。
But he used the word feed.
那为什么大羊不是自己吃就好了吗？还需要喂呢
？Now it's an adult sheep. Why can't they eat themselves? And you need to feed them.
但很明显呢，这只大羊啊，它虽然有能力，应该有能力自己吃，但是 这一刻他就没有这种能力。
An adult sheep should have the ability to eat on their own, but at this moment they are unable to.
那很可能这只大羊生病了。
And perhaps this adult sheep is sick.
我们知道一个人生病啊，连胃口都没有。
We know when someone is sick, they don't have a good appetite.
连走出去的体力，走出去买菜的力量都没有。
They may not even have strength to go out to get food.
那只羊，你有体力才可以走出去吃啊，吃草很累的。
So for a sheep, they need energy to go out to eat.
他可能生病了。
Perhaps they're sick.
他也可能受伤了。
Perhaps they're injured.
比如说脚断了，怎么出去呢？
Perhaps they injured their leg. But how did they go out?
或者是有一些羊很老了，这老羊。
Perhaps some sheep, they're just of old age.
我看外面有一些人遛狗啊，有一些老人遛老狗。两个人走路都差不多的这个状态。
And sometimes I see that there are some seniors who have a very old dog.
因为这只狗啊，我看到都已经老的不行了，就是哇，走得很慢。
And I see the old dogs are with them. They're struggling as well. They're walking very slow.
大概已经养了很久，这只狗也是大概快死了。
And I'm sure that they've taken care of this dog for a very long time. This dog is near its death.
但是它的主人还是养它，还是喂它。
But the owner still take care of them and still feeding them.
所以对于这种羊是连。成年的，但是要喂。
So this type of sheep, they are adults, but you still need to feed them.
代表教会里面一种特别的特殊的群体。
And it represents a special people in this church.
他们信主很多年。
They believed for many years.
道理很懂。
They understand the truth very well.
甚至是老信徒了，可以称之为老信徒了。
And you can consider them as old members.
好几代的了。
They've been here for many generations.
哎，他们曾经很热心服侍神。
And at once, they're very fervent to serve the God.
可能当负责人啊，当教员啊。
Perhaps they were council members and they were teachers as well.
但是此时此刻呢，他进入属灵里面，非常的低沉、软弱、低潮。
And perhaps they're in a stage where they're at a low point of their spirituality.
可能是得了忧郁症。
Perhaps they have cancer.
可能遇到重大的打击。
Perhaps they have some major obstacle in their life.
比如说配偶死去了。
Perhaps their partner passed away.
或是家庭破产了。
Or their family is facing bankruptcy.
打击很大。
So it's a great impact to them.
哇，我信主，怎么会遇到这种事情？
I believe in God. Why do I face this situation?
吃不下了，但连来教会的力量都没有。
I don't even have the strength to come to church anymore.
不想祷告了。
I don't want to pray.
有一些呢，可能是被罪捆绑。
And some are in sin's grasp.
我们知道多少，跟我们有没有办法做出来，有时候也不太一样。
How much we know and what we can do and act out is sometimes different.
无论是什么原因，
it doesn't matter what the reason is.
这些成年的羊已经没办法吃饭了。
But these mature sheep, they're unable to eat.
站不起来了。
They can't stand up.
生病受伤了。
They're hurt. They're injured.
好，那这个时候你要怎么样对这种羊？
So at this moment, how do you treat this type of sheep?
你就不能用杖啊，说哎，你要给我起来。
You can't use the rod and say you need to stand up.
你都几岁啊？
How old are you?
为什么还不出去自己吃草？
Why don't you go and eat yourself?
你不能用这种方式。
You can't use this method.
不能用治理的、要求的、用杖的规范它呢。
You can't pressure them in this method and use a forceful method such as the rod.
不能说你都信主几代了，你还这种表现。
You can't say how many generations have you been a believer and you still act like this.
你以前不是负责人吗？为什么现在自己都不来教会？
Didn't you used to be a council member and you don't come to church now?
讲这些已经没有意义，他不会因为你讲这些，他就会发起热心。
There's no meaning in saying these types of words. They won't come to church because you say these things.
因为他已经自己跑不起来了。
Because they can't stand on their own anymore.
这个时候，你要把他，虽然他是一只老羊，但是你要把它变成一只 baby， 哇，要再把它抱着再喂一次。
Even though they're old sheep at this point, but you still need to treat them like a baby and start feeding them once again.
啊，什么意思？
What does this mean?
你不能就跟他说讲道理了。
You can't just share the truth.
不能说哎，你知道吗？不贪爱世界。
You can't just say, don't be greedy for this world.
或者是他翻经节给他，哦，圣经说不可停止聚会哦。
And you'll flip the Bible and say, look, it says that you cannot stop coming to church.
你离开神就会有坏事发生啊。
Or say that if you leave God, then something bad will happen to you.
啊，神就审判你啊，以后审判呢。
And God will judge you.
哇，你讲这些，这只羊可能就死得更快。
If you say these things, they'll probably die faster.
你这个时候就只能抱着他。
At this time, that you can only
大羊也要你抱啊，不是 baby 要你抱啊，大羊有时候也要抱啊。
These are mature sheep, and sometimes mature sheep needs a bit of hugging as well.
你就默默的陪伴他。
And you just quietly be with them.
不用去 不用去审判他。
You don't need to judge.
也不能审判他。
You can't judge them.
也不用告诉他说你这样做这不对，要有信心，要喜乐。
And you can't just simply tell them you need to do this and you need love and why not?
他需要什么你就给什么。
Whatever they need, you just give it to them.
也许他就是需要你去陪伴他而已。
And sometimes they just need you to accompany them.
他在哭，他在抱怨神，你就在旁边听着，你不要讲话。
If they're crying and they're venting to God, then you just sit there and listen.
他在对神生气，你也不要纠正他。
If they're mad at God, then don't feel the need to correct them.
你就听他讲。
Just listen.
不要纠正他。
You don't need to correct them.
你就陪他。
Just be with them.
你说我帮你，我们帮你祷告。
And just say, I'll pray.
我陪你祷告。
I'll pray for you.
也许我来看你就好，我不用讲什么。
And I don't need to say anything. I'll just come and be with you.
如果他需要的食物，你就带一些食物去看他。
If they need some food, then you bring some food with you when you visit them.
太伤心了，他没有空煮饭了，也没有力量煮饭了。
Because they're full of sorrow, they don't have the strength to cook.
你就陪伴他。
Then just be with them.
直到他自己慢慢恢复起来。
Until they recover.
约伯的三个朋友错在哪里
？Where did the Job's three friends go wrong?
约伯的三个朋友就急着要纠正约伯。
Job's three friends just wanted to correct him.
哎，问题是死的是人家的家人呢，不是他们三个。
But the problem is those who died is someone else's family, not theirs.
是约伯在受苦啊。
And Job is the one who suffered.
但是约伯的三个朋友就是要去审判他。
But Job's three friends went to correct him and judge him.
说你一定是犯了罪。
They said that you must have sinned.
他们不知道灵界的一些情况。
There are some things in the spiritual world that they do not understand.
也不知道神的旨意。
They do not understand.God's will as well.
所以约伯说，你们都是没有用的医生。
So Job said, all three of you are useless doctors.
根本没有牧养到我。
You're unable to shepherd me.
所以对于这种生病的老羊啊。
So do these sick old sheep.
他要的是什么
？What do they need?
爱、力量、陪伴。
Love, strength, and accompaniment.
直到他慢慢站起来。
Until they could slowly stand up.
还有很多很多的带导。
And a lot of prayer.
不要放弃他。
And don't give up on them.
只要他愿意我们去探访，我们就去。
As long as they're willing for us to visit them, then you should go.
他愿意跟我们打短信，就算他不来了，我们愿意短信，我们都给他短信。Send a message.
As long as they're willing to send us a text message, that then you keep sending the messages.
只要你愿意见我，我就给你见，我们陪你。
As long as you're willing to meet up with me, then I'll continue to meet up with you as well.
相信有一天主耶稣感动他。
And believe that one day God will touch them.
这个就是三种羊，三种的状态。
And this is the three different type of sheep and a different behavior.
那我们来讲家里的部分呢。
So let's talk about our family.
那我们家里的孩子，如果也是有孩子的，我们刚刚早上讲过了。父母就是宗教教育的老师。
If you have children at home, we talked about earlier that at home the parents are the RE teachers.
父母就是牧羊人。
The parents are the shepherd.
那我们也是有经过这三个阶段呢。
And we've also went through these three stages.
啊，那父母有哪？你的羊有哪三个阶段呢
？And what type of stages are there as a sheep?
啊，第一个就是喂养我的小羊的阶段呢。
The first one is to feed my lambs.
啊，我们再看回来二十一章呢。
Let's turn back to chapter 21.
二十一章第十五节
，verse 15.
主耶稣说，你要喂养我的小羊了。
Our Lord Jesus said, "Feed my lambs."
啊，这个都是差不多很小的，这零岁到六七岁为止啊，差不多就是很小的阶段。
And this probably at the very young age of 0 to 6.
婴孩到国小。
From being infants to early elementary years.
啊，这些都是小羊。
This is all the young lambs.
这个时候，他需要你大量的时间陪伴。喂他。
At this time, they need a lot of your time to feed them, to nurture them.
所以最好这个时候的父母啊，
so、at this time,
不要把大量的时间放到追求事业上面。
So at this time, it is best for the parents to not put so as much emphasis and time on their careers.
能够的话，尽量把重心放在小的孩子身上。
If you're able to, you put the focus on the children.
啊，因为这个时候他孩子需要大量时间，父母大量的时间陪伴。
Because at this time, the children needs the majority of the parents' time.
啊，那如果真的两夫妻都要上班
，and if truly both the parents need to go to work,
那吃完饭晚上的时间也是很宝贵。
Then the evening is also very precious.
啊，每天晚上怎么喂养他呢
？Every night, how do you feed them?
陪他讲床边的圣经故事。
Talk to them share bedtime Bible stories with them.
用最简单的话，把圣经的故事，要他喜欢听，你就跟他讲。
Use simple ways to share Bible stories, Bible stories that they enjoy listening.
每天一点点 Bible story, 圣经故事。
And you could just share a little bit every day.
陪着他，抓着他的小手，哦，在那边做祷告。
hold their little hands to pray with them.
可以用悟性呢。
You could pray in understanding.
不单只是吃饭用悟性，睡觉前也可以用悟性。
Not just before a meal, but also before you go to sleep, you could pray in understanding together.
这就是慢慢地开始喂他了。
But this is the way to slowly feed them.
这个时候你要给他一种安全感。
And at this time, you give them a sense of security.
爸爸妈妈爱你，常常抱他。
Mom and dad loves you, always hug them.
尤其是当第二个、第三个出来了。
Especially when the second and third one comes out.
那个大那一个你要多抱他。
Then the oldest one, you need to hug them more.
中间那一个你要多抱他。
The middle one, you need to hug them more as well.
如果你要生多超过一个的话，这个很重要。
If you have more than one child, this is very important.
那么通常弟弟或是妹妹第三个出来了，那老大或者是中间那个就没有安全感。
And often when the younger siblings appear, then the oldest one feel that, and even the middle one feel that they have a lack of a sense of security.
觉得爸爸妈妈不爱我了。
They feel that mom and dad does not love me anymore.
弟弟生了出来，我常常被骂。
When my little brother is born, I'm constantly being yelled at.
妹妹出来了，我常常都说没用，要我学妹妹那么乖。
When my younger sister is born, I'm always said that I'm useless, and actually, my younger sister learns faster than me.
她才五六岁，她才四五岁哦，她可能已感觉到这种安全感不见了。
They're only five or six, but they may lack a sense of security.
那她就会用一些奇怪的行为啊，或者是一些反叛的来表达。
So they may use their different behaviors to react.
其实就是没有安全感。
But truly, they have a lack of a sense of security.
她是 baby 啊，所以你要多抱着她。
But they're still babies. You need to hug them.
小孩子你要多抱她。
Young children, you need to hug them more.
还有呢，很重要，这个阶段的孩子，你要给他一个正确的是非观。
And children at this age, you need to really teach them how to discern a good right and wrong.
不用讲很多大道理，圣经精简。
You don't need to go so deep into the teaching.
你只要给他一些观念。
You just give them a few principles.
神喜欢我们诚实，譬如说，神喜欢我们诚实。
For example, God wants us to be likes us to be honest.
你说谎。神就不喜欢呢。
If you lie, then God doesn't like it.
还有呢，神爱你。
And God loves you.
你是神的宝贵的小孩。
You are the precious child of God.
你是神的王子，神的公主。
You are God's prince and princess.
如果他怕黑了。
And if they're afraid of the dark.
你说，我们来祷告。
Then you said, let's pray together.
主耶稣派天使在我们的房间帮你保护你，你不用怕。
Our Lord Jesus will send angels into this room to protect us. Don't be afraid.
这个很大的盾牌。
Our Lord Jesus will take a big
shield.
A big shield.
那些妖魔鬼怪啊，没有办法碰你的。
And there's no wickedness or that can come and attack you.
要给他安全感。
You need to give them a sense of security.
安全感从你的爱，还有从神的保护来。
And this sense of security comes from you and also the protection of God.
这个就是喂养小羊。
So this is feeding the lamb.
不是只有说给他去运动啊、读书啊这些而已。
It is not just simply taking them out to go exercise and go study.
你要给他心灵里面的一种喂养。
You need to feed their spirits.
第二种喂养。
And the second type of sheep.
就是的呀。成长中的青少年的喂养。
It is the young adults as they're growing up.
因为他已经是大羊了吗
？Because they're already grown up.
你就不用一直喂了。
You don't need to keep feeding them.
有一些父母还不是这样。
And some parents are not like this.
都已经长得高高的，还说哎呀，儿子吃这个，切好水果放你面前，哎呀，过来吃饭，来来。
The child is already really tall, and the parents should still prepare all the meals for them and cut things up nicely, peel food for them, and feed them. They know how to eat.
都几岁了还要喂
？How old are they? You still feed them.
大家觉得我可以喂到几岁
？And how old do you feed them till?
我看到有一些父母不是这里的，别的地方啊，哇，五六岁了还在喂。
I've seen some parents. The child is 5 or 6 years old, and they're still being fed.
五六岁的手在哪里？手没长好啊，为什么要喂？
They're 5 and 6 years old. Where are their hands? Can they not eat themselves?
不吃就不要吃。
If you don't want to eat, then don't.
饿了就要吃，自己吃。
If you're hungry, then you start eating yourself.
做好自己吃。
Sit still and eat yourself.
已经不是 baby 了，让他自己吃的。
They're not babies anymore. They could eat themselves.
到了青春期了，更已经身体就长起来了。
But as they grow even older, their bodies get older, bigger as well.
这个时候你就不用喂他了。
At this time, you don't need to feed them.
但是有一些父母还不会放手。
But some parents, they don't know how to let go.
孩子都已经快要青春期了，或者进入青春期了。
The children is reaching puberty.
哎呀，完了 ，adolescence.
Adolescence.
还是什么都管。
So, but they still control everything.
好像管 baby 的时候这样管。
Just like how as if they were a baby.
哇，什么都要 control.
They still need to control everything.
哇，那个孩子的反叛就很大。
So the children, they start rebelling.
他已经开始长大了。
They're growing up.
你要开始从喂养，或者是一直管他，而是变成引导他。
You need to go from spoon feeding them to guiding them.
青少年 就是要你引导就可以。
These young adults, these teenagers, when they, you just need to guide them.
如果在他生命的前十二年，你有给他属灵的喂养，那到进入青春期，你就引导他方向就可以。
If before 12 you are feeding them well, then now that in their teenage years, you just need to guide them.
不是用权威的说，哎，你就要听我的。
You don't control them with a, you don't guide them with an authoritative method and say you need to listen to me.
啊，不是用这种方法。
You can't use this method.
比如说孩子如果回来。
If, for example, if they come home, and they come home from school,
他告诉你，我很想去那个 party 啊，朋友的 party.
And they say, I really want to go to my friend's party.
啊，礼拜六，生日派对啊。
It is a birthday party.
所有朋友都去。
All my friends are going.
他也邀请我去。
And they invited me as well.
哎呀，我很想去。
And I really want to go.
你这个时候你就怎么办
？At this time, what do you do?
你不能说不能去，去就犯罪。
You can't simply say you can't go. If you go, then you'll sin.
啊，神不喜欢我们犯罪。
God does not like sinners.
啊，当然这些都是道理。
And of course, this is according to truth.
但是不用用这种方法。
But you shouldn't use this method.
你要跟他了解，跟他了解他的心态。
You need to talk to them and understand where they're coming from.
如果他想跟你讨论，你就跟他讨论一下。
If they want to discuss with you, then you discuss with them.
那为什么我们不能跟他们一样？
Why you talk with them? Why we have to be different from others?
如果他问你说为什么一定要守安息日
？If they ask why do I need to keep the Sabbath?
你不能说因为我叫你去你就去。
You can't just say because I tell you to go, so you need to go.
Okay, 为什么我们讨论一下
？But why? Let's talk about it.
我们是谁？我们的身份是谁
？Who are we? What is our status?
啊，为什么神为了我们做了什么
？What did God do for us?
神为了爱我们，为我们来了钉十字架。
God loves us, and because of that, He was nailed on the cross.
安息日是属于神的。
And the Sabbath day belongs to God.
那你觉得如果我们这一天都不拿出来
，So if you don't take out this day,
神会怎么想
？How do you think? What do you think God will think?
啊，就跟他讨论。
So you could talk to them.
或者是他如果回来说，我不想去宗教教育。
Or they say, I don't want to attend RE class.
宗教教育很无聊。
The RE class is very boring.
啊，说实在，有时候是挺无聊的。
And the truth is, sometimes it is.
如果老师不好好准备，听课就很无聊。
If the teacher doesn't prepare well, sometimes it's quite boring.
如果老师的方法都是哇，一直念，从一开始念到最后，照课本来读，那个真的很无聊。
If the teacher just takes the handbook and just reads from beginning to end all class, it is indeed.
现在当老师不容易啊，各位老师们，真的。
So it is true, truly, it is not easy to be a teacher now.
现在当传道也不容易啊，讲太久大家想睡觉。
And it's also not easy to be a preacher. Sometimes you speak up here and speaking long, you may sleep.
真理是一样的，但是你的表达方法要跟以前不一样。
But the truth stays the same, but the way your method you use is different.
那孩子说我不想去了。
And your child may say, I don't want to go anymore.
Okay, 聊一下。
You say, okay, let's talk.
为什么你不想去
？Why don't you want to go？
哦，是不喜欢什么
？What do you not like about？
不喜欢老师还是不喜欢同学
？You don't like the teacher or you don't like your friends？
好，先了解他一下，不是一下就一棒子打下去。
You need to understand it a bit. You don't just start with the rod.
要聆听他的心声。
You need to listen to their voice.
在这慢慢的引导。
And you slowly guide them.
不能说哇，你是我儿子，你就必须要听我，所以给我进去教室。
You can't say because you are my son. You need to listen to me and therefore you go.
也许到最后他说好被你逼进去。
And even in the end, if you're able to force them to go,
但是过了两年
but after 2 years,
你也逼不进去了
You're unable to force them.
你逼是逼不了多久的
You can't force them for too long.
所以我们今天有没有办法就用去引导这些比较已经长大的羊
？So today, are we able to lead these sheep who are a little bit older?
那最后一种呢，受伤的
，and the last type, the ones are injured.
如果我们家里有当父母的，你儿女已经成年了。
If you have children at home and
已经结婚了
adults, that they're married,
他应该要自己顾自己了。
They need to take care of themselves.
但是他竟然有一阵子他没有办法自己顾自己了。
But there's a period maybe they are unable to take care of themselves.
也许他自己得了忧郁症
，and perhaps they have depression.
或是他婚姻失败了
，or their marriage failed.
或是他属灵上低潮了
，or they're at a low point in their spirituality.
你的儿女有一天可能。比你还更软弱。
Your child may be weaker than you at a day in a life, one day.
灵性上、物质上、
spiritually,
甚至财务上
or financially.
他可能破产了，他可能什么都没有了。
Perhaps your child faces bankruptcy and loses everything.
那你怎么办
？Then what do you do?
你骂他吗
？Do you yell?
你说他没用吗
？Do you scold them?
你说他让我失望吗
？Do you tell them that they disappoint you?
你这样讲他就。更出去了。
If you do this, then they'll reject you even more.
你这个时候作为家长
，and at this time, as a parent,
你的成年的羊倒下去了。
Your adult sheep, adult child, they've fallen.
无论任何原因
，no matter what the reason is,
如果你有这种能力
if you have the ability to,
你把他抱回来
you should hug them and embrace them.
爸爸妈妈在你身边
let them know that mom and dad is by you.
我们能做什么我们会支持你
and whatever we can do, we will keep support, keep supporting you.
有一个弟兄跟我分享
you have one brother shared with me.
他从小在教会长大
he grew up in the church.
有去教会
he went to church.
但是信仰不是特别好
But his faith wasn't particularly good.
他没有读很多书
He didn't study too much.
他大学都没有读完
He didn't finish university.
但是他有口才
But he was eloquent.
凭着口才做 sales 赚了很多钱
And through his eloquency, he was worked in sales and he earned a lot.
赚了很多钱去投资
And after he earned a lot, he invested.
投资之后又赚了更多钱
And through his investments, he earned a lot of money.
他又觉得自己不得了，欧巴贝啊。
And he felt that he was doing very well.
哇，钱很多。
He felt he was proud of himself.
买名车，买名表，投资很多很多钱。
He made a lot of money, had good investments, and also he had, had a lot of nice things.
但是那个时候最骄傲的时候。
And at that time, when he was most arrogant,
他就选择不去教会。
He chose to not go to church anymore.
他觉得说我干嘛去教会。
He was thinking, why? Why would I come?
我现在钱那么多，我那么成功。
I have so much money, I'm so successful.
但是神爱的神会管教
But those that God loves, God will also discipline.
2008年
2008,
金融海啸一来
the financial crisis came.
哇，失去一切，一天之间失去一切。
He lost everything overnight.
破产。
He went bankrupt.
他欠很多债。
He owed a lot of debts.
什么都没有。
And he lost everything.
他打电话给他爸爸。
So he called his dad.
爸爸。
He said, Dad,
我什么都没有了。
I've lost everything.
哇，爸爸在电话那边哭。
And his dad was crying on the phone.
爸爸没有说什么。
And dad didn't say anything.
他跟儿子说。
He said, Son,
我家里还有个房间呢。
I still have a room.
如果你没有地方住，你就回来吧。
If you don't have a place to stay, you can come back.
哇，那儿子听到很感动。
And the son heard it and he was touched.
我让爸爸那么失望。
I was a disappointment to my father.
钱我有亏光。
And I've spent all my money.
教会我也不去。
I don't go to church anymore.
但是我爸爸还愿意接纳我。
But my dad still accepts me.
叫我回到他家里住。
And is willing to take me into his home to live.
他就搬回去。
So he moved home.
这一次跟他爸爸的关系不完全不一样。
And this time the relationship with his dad is different.
他也开始思考跟神的关系。
He started to reflect on his relationship with God.
因为那时候他知道，如果爸爸不收留他，他就准备当 homeless。
Because he knew at that point that if his dad didn't accept him, he would become homeless.
那当流浪汉的话，你就算要找工作，你地址都没有一个，你也没有不会人请你。
And if you're homeless, even if you're looking for a job, you don't have an address. No one will hire you.
什么都没有。
He has nothing.
但是爸爸愿意在他最低潮的时候接纳他。
But his dad was able to accept him when at his lowest point.
没有审判他。
He didn't judge him.
没有看不起他。
He didn't look down on him.
还叫他你回来。
And just said, come home.
这一次他不单只回到爸爸身边
And this time he returned home to his dad.
他还回到神的身边
And he didn't just return to his dad, but he returned to God.
这个就是我们的成年的羊，有时候也会迷失
And this is our mature lamb. Sometimes they could be lost.
有时候迷失的是我们自己
And sometimes the ones who get lost is ourselves.
真的，我们人很容易迷失
It is easy for us to get lost.
我们看到别人迷失，可能下个迷失就是你
When we see others are lost, the next one could be you.
就是我
Even me.
所以这个时候，如果有人用爱来托住我们
，At this time, if someone has love and comes and embraces us,
我们就再起来了。
Then we can stand up again.
你能否爱得更深
Can you love deeper?
唱诗。